me to Psalm 91, and our text indeed will be from Proverbs 18, verse 10. But I would like to read from Psalm 91 as we begin this morning. As you're turning, please be assured of our prayers at Marcus Hook for Pastor Keith. It's in God's providence that I was available this morning. Some of you know that I was supposed to be in recovery from surgery myself and had actually scheduled men to preach in my place, and that's why I'm free this morning. And in God's providence, instead of having my neck fused three levels, I was out this week cleaning the fence row. And so God is able to heal, and we trust in Him at all times and thank Him for His mighty power. Psalm 91, I'll read the entire psalm in our hearing. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day, nor of the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor of the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let us bow for prayer as we begin this morning. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are the God of the universe. We thank You that You are the God who made all things. Father, we thank You that You are the God that created these bodies. We thank You, Lord, that You know far more about them than any doctor can ever dream of knowing. Father, we thank You that You are Jehovah Rophaka, the God who heals. Father, we pray for our dear brother, Pastor Keith, this morning, Lord, that You would touch his body, that You would strengthen him, that You would restore him to health and restore him to this pulpit very quickly. Father, we pray for Pastor Gardner as well there in Knoxville. Father, You are able, and we call upon You to touch his body and to heal. Father, this morning we come into this house of worship. We come to this place desiring that no flesh may glory in Thy presence. We come this morning as Your own people, and we come, Lord, as hungry people. We come realizing that we are spiritually famished and we need to be fed by the Spirit of God. Father, no preacher can come to the pulpit and have anything of himself to offer to a congregation. So, our Father, this day, if this people is to be fed, it is to be by Thy Spirit only. And so, Father, may Your Holy Spirit take the Word of God, open our hearts that we might receive it, and open that Word to our hearts, Lord, that we might understand it. And Father, may we this day be edified by the Spirit of God, revealing to us Christ in His Word. And Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn over with me to the book of Proverbs and the 18th chapter. And this 18th chapter of Proverbs is an interesting chapter because it is all paragraphs. I would not presume to call it one-liners. We don't apply that term to Scripture. But this is verse after verse, individual paragraphs that are not necessarily connected to one another. The thoughts are not one thought upon the next. You could almost make this chapter a chapter of chapters. It's multiple paragraphs. The 10th verse of this song, this proverb, is where I'd like to focus our attention this morning. In verse 10, we read, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." When Solomon here refers to the name of the Lord, he's not just referring to Jehovah. He's not just referring to the name alone. But the reference to the name of the Lord encompasses the entire nature of God. It is by His name that He has revealed Himself to His people. And to the children of Israel, there were multiple compounds of the name Jehovah. And each of these compounds revealed a different aspect of God. One God, but a multifaceted God. A God who is involved in every aspect, in every corner of our life, of our existence, of our creation, and should be of our thoughts as well. And so when Solomon says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and is safe," he's not just talking about the name of Jehovah, but he's talking about the entire nature, the might, the character, the power, the omnipotence, the omniscience of God. In God is a strong tower for His people. Now think of the context in which Scripture was written. Today, when we think of the might of our nation, we think of our aircraft carriers. We think of our airplanes and our guns. But in the day when Solomon was writing these Proverbs under the inspiration of God, it was a day of fortresses. It was a day when a city would have a high wall around the city. But higher than the city wall would be the fortress tower. It would be the strongest place of all. And it would sort of be the Alamo of the city. It would be that last place of refuge. It would be that place to which you could flee, and it was impenetrable. Its walls could not be breached. Its defenses were sure. And no enemy dare come near. For out of that high tower would fly arrows. Out of that high tower would be poured burning pitch and oil. If you came near, certainly you would die at the foot of that tower. Now that is the way that Solomon, under the inspiration of God, has chosen to make illustration of the nature and the character and the personality of Jehovah God. Jehovah is a strong tower. The righteous fleeth into it and is safe. I would submit to us first this morning that Jehovah is a strong tower of salvation. Now, Scripture tells us, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved." And some may object and say, but Pastor, that's referring to Jesus Christ. And yet, throughout the Old Testament, it is made very clear that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and Jehovah, the Father God, are one and the same. We have one God who has revealed Himself to us in three distinct individual persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But when we talk about Jehovah being a strong tower of salvation, the salvation of the soul is just the beginning. That's just the opening of the door. For if you truly know the salvation of God, you realize that yes, He has saved my soul, and that is glorious, but He saved my life. He saved my very being. He saved my very existence. I am indeed a new creature in Christ. I am not the old rebel sinner that I was. And if He had not saved me, what would I be? If He had not saved me, where would I be? Ah, yes, hallelujah, praise His name. He has saved my soul, but much more, He has saved my entire being. And it is in that strong tower that my soul rests. It is in that place, the walls of which Satan cannot assail. And though the gates of hell may prevail against it, yet my God has placed my soul within that strong tower. I am secure in Him because my God is a strong tower of salvation. And oh my friend, the righteous runneth into it. And there he is indeed safe. But we find that not only is Jehovah a strong tower of salvation, but the name of the Lord, Jehovah, is a strong tower of safety. If you look at the text there in Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. I love that old hymn, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe from marauding care, safe in the arms of Jesus. None can assail me there. Ah, my friend, this tower is a tower of safety. Satan is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. But he can't get into my tower. He cannot reach me in the tower, for there I am safe in Jehovah. Oh, I dare not dangle over the side. I dare not run from the tower, for there is danger. There is danger all around. But I am in the tower. I am in my God Jehovah. And there I find great safety. One of my favorite verses of Scripture is Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. And some of you know my history, my family's history. We were in Jamaica for many years as missionaries. And every night in Jamaica, when we went to bed, I would pray, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For Thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. What is our safety as believers? Yes, indeed, where our soul is safe in Jesus Christ. But being a member of the NRA will not keep you safe. The Second Amendment will not keep you safe. Now, I love both. But you know, my friend, ultimately, our safety is not in the .44 Magnum under the bed. There was talk in Harper County. There was a robbery that took place, and a gunman they were looking for, and several of the schools were on lockdown, and they were warning people about this guy, and the sheriff, the Harper County emergency manager, actually had a automatic call to all the phones in the county warning that this guy was armed and dangerous. What keeps me safe day by day? Jehovah is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. You see, there can no ill befall me except that which is within the providence of a loving God. And so I don't need to worry about it. If I am in a car accident tomorrow, that can only happen because God ordained it for His good. If someone breaks into my house tonight and some bodily harm befalls me, I am not in danger. I am in the arms of loving providence because Jehovah is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. In 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, and the Lord said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God and my rock, in Him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior, Thou savest me from violence. In Psalm 144, verses 1 and 2, blessed be the Lord, my strength, who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and He in whom I trust, who subdueth the people under me. Proverbs 29, verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Psalm 119, verse 117, "Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually." Psalm 31, verses 2 and 3, "Bow down thine ear unto me, deliver me speedily, be thou my strong rock, for an house of my defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." And then the verses we read at the beginning, Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And I haven't scratched the surface of the safety that the people of Jehovah have in His name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower for strength. You know, these are troubling times. We can't stand, folks. If we try to stand against the wiles of the devil on our own, we'll fall. If we try to stand against the opposition to our religious liberty on our own, we will fall. If we try to stand against ISIS and Islam and all these other things, we will fall. We do not have the strength to stand in ourselves. But the name of Jehovah is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. Here, my friend, God has given to His people a strong tower of salvation. The second verse of Psalm 18, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." That is Jehovah. And again, Psalm 59, verse 17, "Under thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy." And Psalm 28, verses 7 and 8, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people. Bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever." Oh, my friend, if you're standing in any strength other than the strength of the Lord, you will surely fail. For even the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. The testimony that Moses gave after God destroyed the armies of Pharaoh in the Red Sea. The children of Israel had left Egypt under the direction of God. They had marched into the wilderness. Now suddenly they are at the Red Sea. They have the sea before them. They have mountains on either side and Pharaoh's in hot pursuit. There's no hope. They're going to be destroyed. There's 6 million odd people with the men and the women and the children and the elderly and their household goods and everything they had. There is no way they can fight a battle under such conditions. They're doomed. They're hopeless. God parted the Red Sea and they marched through on dry land. And Pharaoh and his army tried to follow and were drowned. But Moses gives testimony of this in Exodus 15 and verse 2. Moses said, "The Lord is my strength and my song. And He has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will praise Him. And I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." In Psalm 59, King Saul has set a watch at the house where David is, that he might capture David and kill him. Saul knows that God has anointed David to replace him. Saul understands that his kingdom is taken from him. It will not pass to his son Jonathan, but it will pass to David. And so David says in Psalm 59 and verse 9, "Because of His strength, I will wait upon thee, for God is my defense." Because of Saul's strength, I will wait upon God, for He is my defense. And if you go down, that's verse 9 of Psalm 59. If you go down to verse 17, David says in the same song, "Unto Thee, O my strength, I will sing. For God is my defense and the God of my mercy." David says, because of Saul's strength, I will trust in Thee. But then in the letter verse 17, he says, "Oh God, my strength. I don't want Saul's strength. I want God's strength." You see, Jehovah is a strong tower of strength, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower for shelter. In Psalm 61, verse 3, "For Thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy." Remember I said that in the day in which Solomon was writing, the city would be defended by a wall, and on that wall there would be the strong tower. And the arrows would be flying at that tower, and the tower would not have broad picture windows to let in a lot of light. Rather, the tower would have very narrow windows from which you could shoot. But the likelihood of getting an arrow in that window was almost non-existent. You see, the tower was sort of like the hunter in the deer stand. He has the advantage. He's up high where he can see all around. He is where he has the right angle to shoot. And you won't get him. And so, Jehovah is a strong tower for shelter. The Lord's our rock. In Him we hide. A shelter in the time of storm. My friend, Jehovah is a strong tower for shelter. And we need shelter, folks. We need shelter. We need a hiding place. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. We need a place of shelter, and Jehovah is that place of shelter. And again, we could go to many, many passages of Scripture which lay this out for us. Just a few. Psalm 46, verse 7. "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." And the word refuge there is not the exact same word as we have in Proverbs 18:10. But it is another form of the same word. They come from the same root, refuge and safety that we have there. Refuge and tower come from the same root. Psalm 59, verse 16. We were talking about Psalm 59 a moment ago. "But I will sing of the power of Thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of Thy mercy in the morning. For Thou hast been my defense and my refuge." And the word refuge there in Psalm 59, again, is the same word that relates back to tower in Proverbs 18. God is a shelter. The name of the Lord is a strong tower of supply. You see, when the enemy would come in against the walls of the city, the first thing they would do is they would burn all the crops around. And you couldn't go out of the city to farm. You were limited to whatever food and supply you had there within the city. But in that tower, there was a supply. And that supply was enough to carry them through the siege. And Jehovah, in the name of the Lord, there is a strong tower for the supply of His people. "But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory." And again, we refer back to the children of Israel and remember them walking through the wilderness, and God gave them manna from heaven. God gave them quail to eat. God gave them water from the rock. And their shoes waxed not old on their feet, nor did their garments mold on their bodies. And I think every one of us as the children of God has driven a car at one time or another that was held together by chicken wire and duct tape. God supplies our needs. He doesn't give us mansions here, our mansions in glory. One day, we won't need a car because we'll walk on streets of gold. He supplies our needs. One of my favorite verses in Scripture is Psalm 37. And I have a lot of favorite verses in Scripture. I hope you do too. But Psalm 37:25, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. After my father died, we found written in his Bible beside that verse, Tom, John, Joe. Now those of you that know my family know that I'm the youngest of three brothers, Tom, John, and I'm Joe. And our dad had written in that verse our names and claimed that verse, I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I will never beg. I won't have to, because God will supply my name, my needs. And claim that verse for your own children. But then that puts upon you the obligation to live in righteousness before God. Because the promise is, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And don't misunderstand me. My righteousness is not my own. It is all God's righteousness applied to me. But in this tower, I find righteousness. But it has an R, so it doesn't fit my outline. God is a strong tower of supply to His people. And then God is a strong tower to stability. And I know we need to move along. God is a strong tower to stability. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I shall not be moved. We sing the old hymn, and that comes from Psalm 62, verses 6 through 8. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge. Trust in Him in all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. And then God, Jehovah, is a strong tower for serenity. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. My friend, we need peace. And I'm not talking about peace from ISIS. I'm not talking about peace from China or from anyone else in this world that we might think might come against our nation. We can tolerate war around us when we have the peace of God within us. And my friend, there may have been all kinds of war outside the tower, but there's peace within. Jehovah is a strong tower of serenity for His people. Proverbs 1, verse 33, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell in safety. He shall be quiet from fear of evil. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it. That the righteous run into the tower is an indication of urgency. If you are standing in the road and someone yells, look out! You don't kind of wander off the road. You get out of the road. Why? Because there's danger. The righteous runneth into the tower because there is an urgency to the matter. There is danger all around us. That the righteous run into the tower is an indication that the tower is near at hand. I used to run a mile in under 7 minutes. Actually, I got it down closer to 6 minutes at one time. Couldn't do that today. Don't know if I could run a mile to begin with. Right? We might have some marathon runners here, but there is a limit to all of us how far we can run. You can't run very far. My friend, the tower's near at hand. It is close enough that you can run and reach it. It's not so far away that we cannot reach the tower. And then that the righteous run into the tower is an indication that it's open. Remember the ark? After God closed the door and the people on the outside, there was no hope for them. But this tower is always open to God's people. The righteous runneth into it. And then that the righteous run into the tower is an indication that the righteous have faith in its ability to stand. You see, you would not run to shelter to a place made of sticks. You wouldn't run to shelter to a place that you did not believe could shelter you. But the righteous run to Jehovah in full faith and full belief that He is able to do for His people all that He has promised to do. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And I touched on this earlier, but I want to come back to it in conclusion. This is the place to run, my friends. My dear brothers, my sisters, flee to Jehovah, for there alone is safety. There alone we find rest from the storm. And that word safe is an interesting word. The word safe here in Proverbs 18:10 literally means set above. He's safe. He's set above. And in Psalm 91, which I read earlier, verse 15, we read, "Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He hath known my name." You see, when all the storms of life are raging around the believer, we're up in the top of the tower, folks. It doesn't really matter what's happening all around the tower, down there on the ground. We're set above. We're safe. The storms may rage, the waters of the flood may rush past the tower, but we're safe. We're set above. We're not in the storm. And so, Jehovah's a strong tower. The righteous runs into it. Exodus 3, verse 7 and 8. God is speaking to Moses about the deliverance of Israel out of Egypt. And the Lord said, "I have seen the afflictions of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, and I know their sorrows, and am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of the land, out of that land, into a good land and a large." God sees, God hears, God knows. God has come down. God is able. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Let us pray. Father, bless Your word to our hearts this day. Lord, may we rejoice in Thee, our strong tower. Bless Your word to our hearts in Jesus' name.